Welcome to Inside the Newsroom, the Sentinel Records weekly podcast from the Razorback Campers Health Studio that takes a closer look at news and sports in Garland County. Weather is something that everyone has an opinion about. Whether it's too hot or too cold, too rainy or too dry, there's always someone that will agree or disagree with your opinion. About 6 months ago, John Williams launched a weekly feature for the Sentinel Record to preview the weekend's weather. The short weather update features a three-day forecast as well as a look into the next week. And the episode on December 1st introduced an outlook for a white Christmas here in Garland County. John is with us today to talk about his interest in the weather and give a small look behind the curtain to see what it takes to put out his weather forecast each week. Start off with, tell me a little bit about yourself. How did you end up here at Hot Springs, here at the Sentinel Record?
Well, I initially was born and raised in South Arkansas in Camden. I went to school in Magnolia at SAU and graduated in 2011. I met my wife there, so she was from here. So then afterwards, I moved up here about 2012, 2013, somewhere around there. So, and I did some work before here, but I started at the Sentinel Record about 2017, so going on almost year six now here, so that's about my journey.
Yeah. So most subscribers know you as the voice behind John's Weekend Weather Report. How did you first get interested in weather? How long have you been interested in weather?
Well, a while. Most of my life, actually. It's cliche almost, but really goes back to the movie Twister, as most people know, you know. I've never luckily experienced a tornado, but it kind of almost the same plot line of that, you know, what happens and goes into the form of twisters, tornadoes, severe weather, and other types of weather. So, you know, and then in my college days, my roommate just happened to be just as much into weather. So it took a little extra jump there, you know, to get my weather going back. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it took a little. High school was not as, you know, along those lines of weather. But then when college come around, you have a little bit of studying, you know. Self-learning, self-taught, but that kind of pushed me along the lines of getting back into learning about the weather. So
right. Now, I know that you are storm spotter trained.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that, because that's not something that everybody does. I mean, a lot of people can do it, and it's usually not anything that ends up costing a whole lot to go through the training for. So tell me a little bit about the training and how you ended up getting trained.
So the training itself is actually a free class that the National Weather Service in Little Rock goes around to the different emergency managements in the different counties. So before COVID hit, I attended the Garland County Emergency Management out there by Mid-America, of course. And it was about a two-hour class, I'd say. And, you know, after that, if you want to go even further, they offer extra classes. But storm spotter, not storm chaser. So I don't go out and actually chase the storms, but I will spot and submit to the National Weather Service. I got recertified, if you will, back during COVID a couple of years ago. They, you know, went all virtual. So I took the class again because every year, you know, they kind of up their standards a little bit. So they're recertified back in 2020. So right in that COVID year, they were doing the virtual. So I took the class again. So it's a cool, interesting class to get involved with. And, you know, it's free. So if you're interested in any sort of weather, they'll come down, you know, teach a class and you can attend it for free. So,
yeah. What kinds of things do they teach you?
Well, you know, they'll do a bunch of slides about, you know, here recently with the severe weather, a lot of people, they try to take your advice, but, you know, some will say, oh, well, here's this dangerous looking cloud. It's just a scud cloud is what they call it. You know, it's not going to form into a tornado. People, they try to steer you away from submitting, you know, false reports and stuff like that. So they teach you, okay, well, this is a wall cloud versus a scud cloud, you know, the different types of clouds and, you know, what is dangerous and what's not. So they try, they can't be obviously in every county. They have the radar in Little Rock and Fort Smith, but they like eyes on the ground. So, you know, they teach you what, if they were here, they would look for. So that's a little more about what the class is about there. So,
okay. And, you know, give me a little bit of a glimpse behind the curtain. What does it take to do the weather report each week?
Well, like I said, most of it is self-taught. I will literally, I have some free websites about where I check the different models and stuff. So I personally look at the different models and then I go and say, well, you average them out, you know? So what you see on Thursday is basically me reporting what I think is going to happen. So, but I've got some other apps where whenever when the rain does come through, you know, I can look at the wind speeds and the wind directions. So I'm known for going live at times to, you know, cover everything. I sat down. Like I said, when I was in college, I had a lot of time on my hands to sit there and watch when they would break in for severe weather. So then I started looking, okay, where can I find the same exact data to look at? So basically, I have that data at my hands now. So I look at that and say, okay, well, there's a good chance it's going to rain, or there's a good chance it's going to storm, you know, or it's going to be sunny. So, you know, that's a little, you know, about where I get my data from.
Yeah.
Inside the Newsroom is sponsored by Reiser Ford and Lincoln. On the hunt for a new truck or car, stop by 4201 Central Avenue in Hot Springs today or call 501-525-0800 today for all your truck and car needs.
So the, you know, you told us a little bit about the, you know, how you find the stuff, where you get it. But how do you go about figuring out the highs and lows for the day? I know that the National Weather Service kind of gives some forecasts about that. But, you know, I also know that your numbers don't exactly match up with theirs every day. So how do you end up with your numbers?
Like I said, most of it, I try all the models I have. You can look at the radar and then you can look at the temperatures. So I try to mash everything together as much as possible and then come up with my number. That's the bad thing about some of the phone, you know, if you're looking at an app on a phone, it's going to look at one data. Whereas myself, I like to look at, okay, well, here's one data. Okay, this model is a lot higher. You take the middle ground and kind of average them out because you can't really obviously tell what it's going to be on that specific day. So take the two and mesh them together and then get your high and your low. So,
yeah. And, you know, anybody that has, you know, sat and watched the weather coming up to a big storm that, you know, a big storm coming in, you know, watching the weather, they see the, you know, meteorologist talking about, you know, we're looking at this model, we're looking at that model. And usually that's when they're talking about, you know, tornadoes or hurricanes or any of those major top storms. You know, do you look at that kind of stuff as well? Or is that something that is a little harder to get by the layman?
Well, I do, but at the same time, you have to understand, and they kind of warn you at the same time that there's different, each model comes out different times of the day. So, you know, even though it says it's going to storm the first model run of the day, and then it changes completely during the afternoon. So you kind of have to wait, you know, okay, well, one's released at 6 a.m., one's released at noon. You can't jump on the boat that quickly, you know. So that's one of the things that I wish, you know, I could control a little bit better, you know, is, okay, well, this model, it's 256 hours out, you know. It's going to change, you know. So I don't look, I try to stick to that 3-day window, really, because anything past 3 days, yeah, it's not going to be accurate. So, I mean, I have access to pretty much 3 different models that I look at, and one of them goes all the way out to 256 hours. Another one just goes out 84 hours. So you try to, again, average them out, but, I mean, you lean more towards the one that only goes 84 hours out because it's going to be a little more accurate compared to the one that goes out 256 hours. So,
right. Now, I know that you said you don't have any models that go out this far, but it's December. You know, what do you think our chances are this year of having a white Christmas?
Well, coincidentally that you asked that, this past Thursday's episode, I debuted a graphic in my weather that says Christmas, white Christmas chances. Right now, I don't think it's looking very positive. Last look, it was about 50 degrees, so I don't think it's going to snow at 50 degrees, but I'd say it's, you know, I'd stick it at 5 to 10% right now. Like I said, though, the closer we get, who knows? You know, maybe next week it's trending colder. I might up those chances. So stay tuned every Thursday until Christmas. I'm going to keep updating those chances.
Sounds good. And, you know, even though, you know, it's forecasting in the 50s right now, you know, anybody that remembers the ice storm of 2000, you know, it was warm leading up to that. And then we were shut down for a week or 2 weeks, depending on where you were in the state. So, you know, like you said earlier, the weather is something that's always changing. Is that something that, you know, helps keep you interested in something like that? Because, you know, I'm just a normal guy. I listen to the weather. I watched Twister as a kid and really got into it. But I kind of let that excitement die off. I mean, what is it that keeps you interested in it day in, day out?
Well, really, what's not to love about Arkansas weather overall? Well, we can think of a couple of things on the severe side of things. But the severe weather, it's about keeping people safe, first of all. So that's what I like doing about that, keeping people informed and keeping them safe. But if you don't like the weather, stick around. It'll change. The unpredictability of it all kind of keeps me on my toes, for sure. But then there's the beauty of Arkansas weather. You've got, of course, some of the most amazing, beautiful sunsets happen because of weather-related things. For example, some Saharan desert dust recently came through, and that enhances some of the beauty of the Arkansas sunsets. And then, of course, we also have where we are right now, the fall colors. They are absolutely popping right now. They were a little bit late because we were dry for most of the summertime, and then we got a little bit of a cool spell and some rain, but now those colors really pop out there. So I love looking at those fall colors when it comes time this time of year. And then, of course, when winter rolls around, I stare at the models and I say, is there a good chance it's going to snow? So that goes back actually to my childhood when we had a white Christmas, actually. And it was actually a historic event down in South Arkansas, still in Camden. And it actually ended up coming down and we ended up with about a foot of snow. So I played in that, of course, being a child, you know. But then I think that was one of the reasons why I also got into weather as well. Because, I mean, you love snow. So you love trying to figure out, is it going to snow?
And that's what I love about the wintertime is snow. So, of course, we got that big snow a couple of years ago. I nicknamed it Snowmageddon, if you will, because I ended up with 16 inches at my house that whole week. So I was looking at models that entire month, basically, ahead of time. And it kept predicting off and on. But then about 2 weeks ahead of time, it kept saying it's going to snow all week. Well, eventually I ended up caving and saying, okay, well, this has to be starting to be looked at. And it has to be looked at as accurate because it hasn't wavered any. So about a week ahead, I put that snow in my forecast. And sure enough, it ended up snowing at my house 16 inches. So the unpredictability of it all here in Arkansas is what keeps me on my toes and keeps me interested in weather, I would say.
Sounds great. Well, I appreciate you coming in today.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for having me.
This has been an episode of Inside the Newsroom from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. New episodes are released every Thursday. Thank you for listening.